Being joined here on Radio On the Go Sports by Hampton Dumont Cowboys golf coach Trevor Eichenberg, talking a little bit about the season as a whole and this triangular with a Clear Lake and Iowa Falls Alden score of 197 here on Friday night. I know that's a bit of a higher score than you've had in some of the recent meets here, but just kind of want to get your take on this particular triangular and ultimately how things went out at Hampton Country Club here tonight.
Yeah, so the season as a whole, it's been an interesting year in terms of I think the varsity lineup has changed every single meet that we've had, just because we have 8 to 9 players that all their scores are all really close. So the way we do it is we average their last three scores, and that's kind of how we get the lineup. We have a lot of new faces this year as well. Ones that this is their first year playing golf. So I love to see that. We got some freshmen playing golf for the first time and showing some great potential. So that's exciting for the upcoming years. In terms of the triangular tonight, 197 is a little higher than what we've been shooting. A couple of our golfers just had one bad hole. They took like one of them had a 10 on a hole, one of them had 11, and that's really hard to come back from. So that's something we talked about, something that we have to eliminate from the scorecard if we want to be able to compete in the North Central Conference, because all the teams are tough. Clear Lake shot 162 tonight. That's a really good score. At our course is a tricky course, and the weather wasn't great either. So, yeah.
And again, when it comes to kind of the season as a whole, here we're several weeks in at this point. I guess how would you kind of evaluate the progress, some of the steps you guys have kind of taken to get to this point? Because again, just looking back at some of your results here, aside from again this particular triangular, the scores have seemingly gone down. Like 183 with BCLAW, same thing here against Webster City and Clarion Goldfield House here. Just last week as well. So when it comes to the progress throughout the season, just kind of want to get your perspective on that.
Yeah, so one of the big things that we talk about is like starting off the year talking about a lot of mechanics, things like that with the swing, and I want to do so many repetitions in practice that they stop thinking about the mechanics, and they just, I like to say, feel the swing. So don't think, feel. So that's something we talk about a lot. Something that I am proud of about the boys is like tonight, that those big holes were on their first hole of the round, so they didn't let that bad hole take over their whole round and totally have a meltdown. They recovered, and Charlie Showalter was one of those golfers. He had a rough first hole, and then on six, I was watching, I was right behind him, he had driver off of six, and it had to have came inches away from going in for a hole in one, and he holed that putt to make an eagle. So not letting those first few holes affect the rest of the round, and just understanding that the best round they've ever played is, it's not a fluke. Like that is your potential, so don't think that was a fluke. That's just a glimpse into what you could be all the time if we just get a little more consistent.
Yeah, and when it comes to the personnel, you'd mention a guy like Charlie Showalter, one of quite a few seniors on the roster here this year. It looks like he's played in every meet this year. Same with Sean Helskov, if I'm not mistaken, a season low score for you guys with 42 strokes as well. Just to name a couple others, you got a freshman, Oliver Ehrenholz as well. Just when it comes to some of those standouts, some of those consistent guys, what have you seen from some of those?
Charlie and Sean have been consistently towards the top of our lineups, and they've done every kind of everything that I've been saying. They have a short-term memory on the golf course. If they do have a bad hole or a bad shot, they don't let it affect the next one. They forget about it and they move on. I think they tackle every hole with the idea of how can I par this? And then if they do get into trouble, get into the trees, they don't try to play hero ball. They punch out and try and save par. And if not, their mind shifts to how can I bogey this? And they're also my seniors are also very good at that idea of not thinking too much, because if golf's a sport of it's all mental. If you think too much, it's going to be very difficult. So taking what I'm coaching them in practice and repping it out, repping it out, repping it out, so that it becomes memory. And then, like I said, feel the swing, don't think about the mechanics.
All right, just a couple questions left for you here. When it comes to the upcoming schedule, looks like you got you're heading over to Humboldt here this upcoming Monday night, Webster City next week as well, before you host a home tournament and of course postseason right around the corner coming up before we know it. But I just kind of want to get your take on this upcoming portion of the schedule, maybe some goals or objectives you have, you know, here over these next couple weeks.
Yeah, so we got Humboldt on Monday. They'll be a good team. That'll be a good test for us. Then we'll see them soon again at conference. And then Thursday we're at Briggs Woods and Webster for a 18-hole tournament. And then Saturday is our home invite, where we have five teams coming to our home course for a tournament there. And then the Monday following will be conference, and then the Wednesday after that will be sectional. So we got a lot of golf coming up. In terms of what I want to see, again, eliminating the big holes, not chasing the score. We're going to see lots of good teams. I don't expect them to go out and shoot 30 strokes better than we have all year. But I do want us to get a new best, right? I think our best is 183. Okay. How can we beat that on Monday? Let's get a little better at Briggs Woods on Thursday. And then the only thing that matters is how you're playing going into a conference and sectional. So hopefully we're hot at that point and we'll see what happens.
You bet. And then when it comes to that that postseason with that sectional meet, going to be a long road trip up to Okoboji for you guys. But interestingly, you're going to have some familiar competition. Looks like four teams from the North Central Conference, if I'm not mistaken, at that sectional meet. So I just kind of want to get your take on that that postseason draw that you guys got that was just announced here, I believe, earlier this week.
Yeah, so it's quite the drive. We're actually gonna go Tuesday, the day before, and get a practice round in that night, and then go out to eat and stay there, and then we'll go to the tournament the next day. But yeah, lots of familiar faces, so we'll know them well. But yeah, like I said, we got a couple weeks here to keep improving. And anything you did before May 14th, that Wednesday before sectionals, doesn't really matter that day. If we have four players that can shoot a really good round, we'll see. We'll let the results be what the results are. But that's kind of the goal as we head toward the end of the season.
All right, just about out of time, but any final thoughts you'd like to share or anything else that folks in the community should know about your team before we wrap up here?
Just that I'm proud of the boys. I mean, if you look at the record, it's not there's not a lot of wins in the win column, but that's not necessarily what I would define as success. These players that I got are great people. They make coaching fun. They're very coachable. I have a lot of them in the classroom, and they make teaching fun. So I guess if I wanted the community to know one thing, that's what I would tell them. Great group of people.
You bet. That's HD Cowboys golf coach Trevor Eichenberg joining us here on Radio On the Go Sports. Appreciate the time here today.
Thank you.
The sports beat will continue next.